From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. UN-sponsored peace talks on ending the war in Syria started Friday in Geneva, despite a boycott by the main Syrian opposition group. The talks started Friday afternoon with a meeting at UN offices in Geneva between Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura and a Syrian government delegation headed by Syria's ambassador to the UN. After the meeting, de Mistura said that he hoped to meet with representatives of the opposition group, the Higher Negotiations Committee, on Sunday.
The best way to actually discuss the implementation of important signals towards the population of Syria is to come to Geneva. And of course, be also an occasion of talking about what we call the political process.
The HNC said it would send a small team of representatives to Switzerland late Saturday to talk with UN officials, but not to negotiate. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he welcomed the HNC's participation. Attackers wearing suicide belts and carrying assault rifles targeted a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia during Friday prayer services. 5 people died and 18 others were wounded. Amateur video showed panic among worshippers inside the Imam Reda Mosque as a bomb went off, shattering windows, doors, and ceiling tiles. It was not immediately clear how many attackers there were. Al Arabiya TV reported security forces arrested 2 men, while other media reported that 1 man was arrested and a 2nd man blew himself up. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama met with his defense chief at the White House Friday as the administration ramps up its strategy to defeat Islamic State and thwart its attempts to expand beyond Iraq and Syria. Mr. Obama met with Secretary of Defense Ash Carter after directing his security team to intensify those elements of our strategy that are showing progress. That includes the use of U.S. Special Expeditionary Forces to carry out raids, free hostages, capture Islamic State leaders, and gather intelligence. The head of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease says he does not think extreme measures, such as screening travelers at airports, are needed for people coming to the United States from Latin America. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that screenings are not necessary because the Zika virus, which has been reported in several Latin American and Caribbean countries, is not transmitted from person to person.
At this point in time, to our knowledge, no one has been bitten by mosquito in the United States, having never left the United States and got it.
Zika virus has been tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases of the disease microcephaly in Brazil, a condition that results in abnormally small heads and brains in newborns. There is no vaccine and there is no treatment for microcephaly. Authorities in Burundi have released 2 foreign journalists 1 day after they were arrested in the capital, Bujumbura. VOA's Central Africa Service reports that British photographer Phil Moore and Jean-Philippe Remy, the Africa chief for the French daily Le Monde, were released on Friday. It says that none of the 2 men's equipment was returned after they refused to disclose the passwords to their smartphones. Le Monde says that Moore and Remy were arrested while meeting with government opponents. It says that both men were working for the paper and were doing their job by meeting with all parties involved in Burundi's political crisis. The U.S. economy, the world's largest, barely advanced in the last 3 months of 2015. The Commerce Department reported Friday that the anemic growth, just 0.7%, reflected weaker consumer spending, investment cutbacks by businesses, and slowing exports. For all of 2015, the U.S. economy advanced 2.4%. That's the same as in 2014, and just slightly ahead of the 2.1% average since 2010. The bad news didn't dampen rallies on Wall Street, though. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ were all up more than 2%. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.